Rosé, Meek Millie, and Billy. Too good to be
we
true.
Here, we here.
Another one.
Another one.
Real talk show,
yeah.
Episode 12.
12.
Moving fast, we here.
And we got a very, very, very,
very special guest.
I'm trying to tell you, man. Give it up for Poppy Stores, everybody.
What up?
Hey, man. Before we get into anything, man, we're going to shout out our sponsors. Y'all Absolutely. Know how we do, man. We show our loyalty. We show our love. We show our support the same way they show our their support to us. We got one and only Clarity in the motherfucking
building. Yes,
shout
out
man.
Jeff.
Yeah. We got Vion. We got Bel-Air. And we're going to really get to this Bel-Air because this is a very special episode.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is my motherfucking birthday week, man. So I'm about to turn this shit the fuck up.
A lot of celebrations.
So, man, but let's get into it, man. Straight into it, man. Talk to us, gangsta, man. Yeah, we got the legend, Poppy Stores. And
Poppy
tell
Stores
us what we need
building.
To know, man.
Hey, man. I'm in here, man. What's up? What y'all want to know, man?
Hey, man. So where did you get the name Poppy Stores from? Because we know it's a New York Jersey thing going on, and you know New York called their stores Bodega, and I'm pretty sure somebody over there an artist named Bodega and Jersey called their corner stores what?
Poppy Stores.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us how you got the name Poppy Stores, my brother.
Well, I got it because, you know, I used to hustle in front of the Poppy store and I rapped, so okay. I was doing both, and one day somebody said to me, playing around, was like, oh shit, Poppy Stores killing them again. And I was like, oh shit, I thought I wasn't feeling that, but then it just stuck in my head and I just kept it.
Got used to it.
I actually love a good story behind the names and stuff, because I always tell my story behind my name and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we already know how Credit Corey got his name.
Giving out them good credit tips, helping people build their personal and business credit.
You feel me?
Y'all know how I got my name.
You already know how he got his name and stuff, man. So what you got going on right now? We're going to bounce back and forth, pause, between his past and his present, man, but he got so much going on right here, right now, and I need the people to understand what the fuck is really going on. So, what you got going on right now? I know you got an album and everything out right now, man. How's it going?
Oh, the album ain't out yet.
Okay, okay.
You know what I mean, because I had to push it back a little bit, because I still got to finish a couple of mixing and mastering on certain songs. I decided to record some new songs at the last minute.
Yeah.
You know how that shit go.
Yeah, I do. I know what I mean? It's a process, man. So don't rush the art, man.
Yeah,
you feel me?
So
can't rush greatness.
Take your time.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I definitely got a new album coming, though. You know what I mean? Popular, not famous.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that joint to drop. That shit crazy.
Y'all already know we're going to get into a couple
absolutely.
Of songs, man.
Hell
so,
yeah.
How many tracks you putting on there? You know yet? I know
probably
you're
like
still working
12,
on it.
Okay. Maybe 13. It was going to be an EP.
It was going to be an EP.
Okay.
And then at the last minute, I decided to add more records and make it a full album.
Okay. Hey, man, that's what bosses do, man. He made the executive decision.
That's why I
ask
people say album, then I'd be like four songs on it. You know what I mean? I'm like, it's really an EP, but whatever works.
Yeah, word.
That works, man.
And it's a producer rapper album. Like, all the beats is produced by my producer Speedy Baby.
Okay.
So it's a joint album.
Shout out to Speedy Baby, yo. I've been hearing that name buzzing a lot lately and stuff. Keep doing your thing. I'm gonna tap in with you because y'all know I do music and shit too. I'm nice as hell, blah blah blah. But
yeah, definitely, man.
I'm looking forward to the album, man. Like, at first, I'm happy that you went back and added more songs and stuff. Like, I mean, you keep showing your versatility. Keep talking your shit on your platform. You feel me? You've been killing them for how long you been in the game?
Shit, since 2002.
Yeah,
almost like
about
two decades.
How you started?
Two decades, bro.
What made
two
you get decades. Started in with rapping?
Oh, I mean,
I was just
the streets, man. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up in Old Range.
I
started rapping since I was like in Lincoln Avenue School, and then I went to Orange Middle.
That's crazy. Okay. I went to Lincoln Ave too, and shit.
I went to Cleveland, Lincoln Ave. I did a little bit of Forest.
I understand, bro. How I went to Lincoln Ave and I was living in the Valley, yo. And I was playing the trombone. Do y'all know how hard it is?
Are you playing the trombone,
bro? I had to carry the trombone all the way from the Valley to Lincoln Ave, bro. Like, that's that shit crazy. Was crazy, bro.
I didn't even know you did that. That's
yeah,
funny.
That shit, shit's crazy, man.
Yo,
but
so
anyway,
what,
man.
So what's some of your, I'd say some of your, what's some of your musical influences, like, both in and without a rap?
Influences far as like rap, I'll say like Nas.
Okay.
Yeah.
KRS-One.
Okay.
Jay-Z.
Of course.
Who else? I mean, everybody. Red Man, Naughty by Nature. Definitely. Like, all these people that I grew up listening to.
Man, shout out to Red Man, yo. I was just listening to Muddy Waters, like, that whole album yesterday, like, 3 days ago. Like, and that shit is a classic.
Nah, hell yeah. That shit's hard.
Muddy Waters is a classic. That whole album, that whole feeling, that energy he was giving off was.
Hell yeah.
That's crazy. I can see why you said that, man.
Hell yeah. I mean, I just, the whole hip-hop in general, like, because you like, to me, hip-hop is something that you just, you can't just be influenced by one person.
Yeah. Because
I get inspiration and influence from all different artists.
Yeah, different genres.
I mean, even R&B.
Yeah, I'm about to say different genres.
That's the R&B.
Yeah.
Definitely R&B. Definitely.
And it's funny because you'll listen to R&B as an artist, like as a rapper, and then get an inspiration off of something you heard R&B-wise, then you start, but then you take that and make a rap record.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Yeah. Like
everybody hears different things or whatever and stuff. You never know, man.
Any Jersey influences?
Yeah, like I said, Red Man, Naughty by Nature, Lords of the Underground, like everybody. But the funny thing is, like, all of my friends now, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
Know what I mean? Like, I grew up listening to them, and then they became my peers.
That feels like you never really thought about it until you probably just stepped back and thought about it, like, oh, snap. Like, just now, and like, you got to smile, like, hey, I just thought about
that's
that.
That's what's up,
like,
that's a good thing.
Like,
nah,
that's
a great
thing. I mean, you just been head down grinding, and you used to it, man.
Word. Know what I mean? But that shit, that's a feeling that you never could get, like,
used to.
Like, yeah, because it's like, every day I'm doing something different with big artists, and it's just like, still like, damn, how the fuck I get here? I don't say that out loud, but I say that
I'll
be like, motherfuckers really.
I do that sometimes now too. I'm like, damn, like I'm really on my shit. That's crazy. Like, that shit motivates me even more.
Absolutely,
like,
absolutely. So let's talk about the process a little bit. Can you walk us through like your creative process when you're writing and producing music?
It's just like a vibe, like something, like I gotta be going through something or you know, it could be anything. It don't gotta be just negative. Yeah. It could be anything. It's just a feeling I get.
Yeah.
I don't write every day.
This is therapy. Okay.
This is what I used to do. When I was coming up, I was hungry. I'm still hungry, but I'm just saying, like, when I was coming up, it's like I'm writing every day, every day, every day, every day. Now I got to the point where I don't have to do that.
Yeah. It's different stages of this music shit.
Yeah. So now it's like I'm on demand type shit. Like if somebody hit me up like, yo, I need a feature,
you could tap right
boom.
Into that energy.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? I don't get writer's block.
Second nature.
That's what I was about to ask too. You get any writer's block?
Nah, not anymore. Not anymore. When I was coming up. Mm-hmm. But now it's just like it's easy.
I don't understand writer's block. You feel me? I just told you I wrote Let It Go in 30 minutes, bro.
Did that quick.
And put that shit out like 2 days later and shit. Like shit is just it's real. I don't have to make it up. It's real.
And the beat sometimes gives you that feeling.
The beat talks.
You know what I mean?
You only mess with one person right now with the beat you said?
No, I got different producers. I'm just saying for this project,
who's
I did it.
Who's your favorite producer right now that you work with so far? No pressure.
is a toss up between Speedy Baby and Bo Track Shack.
Okay.
But they both got two different sounds though.
Okay.
Like Speedy Baby is more up to date.
Okay.
And Bo Track Shack gives me that 90s boom bap hip hop feeling.
That's why
I got an album coming out with him too later on.
Oh, yeah?
It's called 1999.
Hey, we spilled the beans early right here on the Real Talk Show. Y'all already heard it, man. Yep.
Like 1990 Now is fire. I like that name.
Yeah.
It's called 1990 Now, and the subtitle is for my trapped in the 90s niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And I sampled Nas, like when he was like for my trapped in the 90s niggas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And then
okay.
I did a whole song to that, and I'm talking about everything from the 90s.
It's not bad to be trapped in the 90s.
That ain't bad. The 90s, you had to be there to be to know what he's talking about on. Right now. Like,
I got math on here, math Hoffa.
The 90s was wild, bro. No cell phones. No, bro. Like, the 90s was wild, bro. You had to be there, bro. Jeez.
Anything else you do to get you in the zone? You smoke, drink, anything?
I used to drink.
Okay.
I smoke on occasions.
Okay.
I mean, it depends if I'm like... Really, I really don't smoke.
Yeah.
But if I'm vibing with a chick that smoke, I might smoke with her. Like, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of artists, that's a part of the process, is smoking. Like a lot of people say they roll one up, so that's why I ask.
That's crazy.
Sometimes it's part of the process, but I'm smoking regardless.
Yeah.
It's not even a process, no matter at this point. You feel me?
Yeah, with me, I never really indulge with that to do music. Like, mm-hmm. I never smoke or
not,
drink.
It's not for music. Yeah. It's really a lifestyle for me. You feel me? I look at cannabis use different. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, for different things, and me being a veteran and all this other stuff and, like, dealing with stuff and all that, I just look at it differently, man. So it's not even for music for me.
Yeah, word. Yeah,
that's what's up. So performances, I like to ask people about performances. Any, like, live performances you could talk about? As far as talking about them, like, what was your best performance and, like, maybe your worst performance? Is when I say worst, like, even down to, you ever got booed?
Nah.
Okay, just making sure.
Hey.
Just gotta make sure. I like to throw that in there.
Hey, see, he coming with the slick. Hey, he be trying to sound all slick with this shit.
Nah, that's what I like to ask him. You know what I mean?
Like, he trying to sound all professional with it.
I got a lot to know. Like, I like to ask him, you know, ups and downs. Boo, you know?
I ain't never get booed.
What is the most thing that you feel like you've struggled with in your music career so far?
That I struggled with? It's just, like, other artists. Like, I don't know. Just, like, I guess the fake shit that happens in the industry.
Do you think it's a lot of fake shit? Is it a one region area or is the game in general?
Nah, I think it's just period. Like, it's a lot of fake shit in a game. Like,
just the industry itself.
Yeah, this whole industry is built off kissing ass.
Hey, kissing ass and
being phony.
How much you gonna pay me? Oh, you gonna pay my services as soon as you spend a little bit of bread?
Then
yo, what's up, bro? It's all about the bag.
It's all about the bag.
Ain't no loyalty out here. You feel me? Yeah. Like, it's very rare, very seldom you're going to run into somebody in this music game and the shit going to be genuine. Me, myself, I'm genuine because I don't need nothing from nobody. You feel me? I don't need nobody for shit. I am the boss. You feel me? I'm not asking for permission. Yeah. And I could... Anywho, like, we're going to keep going. Y'all see, I'm always about to get into
Anybody you want to collab with that you haven't collabed with yet?
You got a lot of collabs out here.
I was listening to some of your older music too. Like,
you did something
with Al Bial.
Yeah, that's my little brother, Benny the Butcher.
Yeah,
just fire.
Word, appreciate it, man. But right now, really, I'm not really big right now on the features. Besides, the only thing in my bucket list that I got to do is a song with Kiss.
Got to, man. Kiss. Jada, you heard it. You definitely my top two. Pause. You ain't two. You feel me? Like, we giving you your flowers, man. We need to make that Poppy Stores cool. Jada happen. Jersey Jewels happen. You feel me? You see how I just live? Like, nah, man. Like,
who was the other guy? That was another good song. Who did that feature with?
Oh, Crunch Calhoun?
There you go. That was a nice one.
Shout out to Crunch Calhoun. I'm a fan. You feel me? Like, that's something different he made a few years ago. I'm something different.
Yeah.
Yo, that's you.
Now, he got a lot of shit. And the funny thing is, I ain't even know about bro. One of my mans was a fan of his. And he was like, yo, you and him should do a song. And I was like, fuck, he from Jersey. I'm going to reach out to him. And when I reached out to him, he already knew who I was. He was like, so you don't got to introduce yourself. I know who you are. That's why the fuck I said I'll do the song with you. Because I grew up watching you since the MySpace days. I'm like, oh, word? And he's younger than me, so That shit was dope.
Real recognized real right there, yo. That's yo. I've heard nothing but real shit about Crunch. Like, you feel me? Like, real recognized real, man.
Nah, hell yeah. For good real, dude, man.
Might have to reach out to bro and get him on a real talk show.
Yeah, oh, facts.
Facts. Like, I see that. I see that. Y'all see that? Y'all want to see that? Y'all want to see Crunch up there?
Yeah,
it's a Jersey thing, man. It's a tri-state area thing, man. It's bigger than us, man. So we're gonna make something happen. We're gonna tap in, man.
That's what's up. So again,
I definitely want Kiss. Mm-hmm. I want to do a joint with the White Boy Millies, and I wanted Millie to do fire. Something with Mozzie.
Yeah,
that's it. Mozzie, that's it. Them three dudes. That's it.
I fucks with Mozzie.
Mozzie a monster, bro.
I already did something with Benny. Oh, yeah. 38 special too. I can't. Mm. Okay. 38 special.
Okay.
That's what I mean. I got Benny. I get 38 special. I get Millie's and Mozzie.
Yeah, Mozzie be fire.
And I'm good. And Kiss. And I'm good with that. Yeah. I don't need no more features.
Nah, man, that's the bucket list.
Oh yeah. Oh no, I'm lying. My ultimate feature, bro. If I get hit a feature with him, I will skip everybody else. Mm. Nas. That's my favorite guy, man.
That's what's up.
Nasty.
Could happen. Could happen. So let's get into one of these tracks real quick.
Yeah, man. Which one we going to, man?
We could do the interlude.
Interlude
first.
Interlude part two.
All right.
Let's get into it.
So go ahead and introduce that for us, man.
Yeah. This interlude part two of Popular Not Famous coming soon. You can check. You see him. Check it out.
Hey.
Jersey gospel laid back in a Tahoe. Not the Q50, I'm watching out for the potholes. Don't trust bitches, I'm watching out for these thigh holes. Move cautious, I'm avoiding to let my Glock blow. Snakes on me, trying to rob me cause my watch glow. Trying to blind me with fake love, now you not bro. Came from the bottom with the half knots and the snot nose. Rappers claim they the best, but trust me, they not though. Cause to me, they all anus. I out rap rappers, it's more famous. I ain't the one to play with. Y'all see what my aim is, bar God, I'm dangerous. I know what my lane is, y'all lames can't change this. I'll forever be poetically Rakim, no Eric B. Coogee rap came, my pedigree. Kill shit off the top, I'm like Kennedy's assassin. No bragging, but y'all gon' remember me. Not famous, but I'm popular. Date nights at the opera, bad bitch with me, I move anonymous. Private seats, top balcony with binoculars. I've been fired, don't believe me, check your thermometers. And I ain't trying to be condescending, but even in my final winning, I feel like I'm finally winning. Designer brands and final women, forming cars with the driver in it. Sky's the view, never the limit. Listen, legend in my city, respected by the legends in the game. My success came from pain, I ain't never paid for stain. Don't confuse popularity for fame. No match for me, I ain't gassing, I've been flame. Back when I was hollow tips before the name changed. Back when I was going to court, me and the chain gang. Dressed in an orange jumper, since then I switched lanes. Made a promise to never go through that shit again. Now I got too much to lose, Dior so comfortable. Never half stepping big stepper in my Louis shoes. That's without a million views. Know nobody in the loop. Told y'all already, say they're talking for the interview. Cheat.
Man, we saved the talking for the
give
interview.
Give it up for Bobby Stores, man.
Absolutely.
Toast for the goats. You hear?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, we're gonna give a couple toasts right here, right now, on the Real Talk Show. One, man, we're going to give it up for Poppy Stores, man, for coming through the motherfucking Real Talk Show, man. One, two, we're going to give it up for the motherfucking Real Talk Show, man.
Give it up for us, absolutely.
Yeah. And three, we're going to give it up for Jersey Jewel's fucking birthday week. Like, let's get it fucking up. Let's get it, man. Shout out to Bel Air, Vion, Clarity, man. We in here. Let's get it. Salute.
Yes,
the birthday boy in the house.
Cheers. Salute.
Birthday boy in the
house.
Birthday boy in the
house. April 11th, Neptune's karaoke night. I'm hosting that shit. We singing our hearts out and we celebrating life.
Yeah. So let's get back into it. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some reflection. How do you measure success as an artist, both personally and professionally?
How do you measure
success? Like, what do you consider success as an artist?
Well, success as an artist is being able to, you know, for me, to, like, you know, make a living off something that I love doing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And being able to, like, actually touch the people. No homo. Pause. No Diddy and all that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like, As long as I can touch the people, my music, the message is being received by the people, I made it. Like, to me, that's all that matters, and shine a light on my city and other artists from my city.
I like that you said shine a light on your city. Why do you feel like that is such a big importance for you?
For me, because, like, basically, like, you know, I've been out here putting on for Orange for years, mm-hmm. right? And I made it to a certain level of respect. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I feel as though I got my city on my back. And when you got your city on your back, you can't be the only one. You feel me? Because then it's like, what are you doing for your people, man? Like, mm-hmm. all right, what you gonna do? So I always said it to myself, and I said it to everybody, every interview, all the people in my city know. If you from Orange, I charge the rap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you from Orange, New Jersey,
mm-hmm. hold it down.
I'm never gonna charge you for anything. So. Not a rap, not a drop.
Oh, Range, type in. Y'all heard him, right?
Not a anything.
You feel me?
That's good vibes right there.
Yeah, and I've been keeping my word.
And I could testify for that, man. We got a track out together. You feel me? That built different, man. You know we're gonna perform that at Mother's Day Festival, right? Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, you know, bro.
We not fucking around, bro. We out here, bro. Like, let's get it, man. Make sure y'all tap in, man. Poppy Stores, Jersey Jewels. We got the features. All that shit. Discounts? We gonna throw a discount on the feature right now?
I mean, if they from Orange, they get it free. I don't know what it's other discount.
That's the discount.
What other
you from
discount?
You from Orange, you get it free. That's the discount.
That's the only discount. You know what I mean?
Don't go running and trying to make fake IDs either. Nah. You know what I mean? We checking. We don't know what's up.
Nah, we know if you from Orange.
We know you from Orange or not.
Orange is a fucking community, literally a fucking family. You just can't say I'm from Orange. Like, you gotta, who you know, who you related to, where you, what school you, we gonna check the shit out you on, baby. We gonna let that right be known. You feel me? Don't go claiming the O if you ain't from the O.
Word. So let's talk about some of your goals. I know you've been doing this for a while, so. From the beginning to now, have you say, like, your goals and aspirations changed over time from when you first started to now?
My goal was always to be one of the best MCs, mm-hmm. period. And I still stand on that. Like, okay. It's like a pride thing. Like, I've been holding it down with this pen game for years. Like, I haven't slacked yet. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm saying, like, I've been here for 2 decades. That's mm-hmm. 20 years, mm-hmm. right? But it wasn't like 20 years and I fell off and came back. No, it's consistency.
Yeah, consistency.
And for me to still be relevant today on Hot 97
mm-hmm. yeah.
with a song with Benny the Butcher, talk with the shit. Remix talk with Al B. Al. At my age, mm-hmm. as long as
shout
I've been
Al
here.
Shout out to Al B. Al, Gladiator, you feel mm-hmm. me?
You feel what I'm saying? Like, so... I felt like I've been holding it, like I kept my goals the same. Like I'm still there. The only thing is now, at this point, yes, I have a different, because I tapped into different situations. Like I started the acting thing.
Okay.
So I tapped into acting.
How did you get into acting, man?
The rap opened the doors for everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the my name is big. So when I be in them rooms, I meet people.
Okay.
And I was linking with AZ.
Mm-hmm.
It was my birthday. I clicked up with AZ. I think it was I forgot how old, which birthday it was, but it was a minute ago. And I linked up with AZ. His man was there with him. I didn't know that was his, it wasn't his man. It was a director that put him in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I linked with his man, and his man was like, yo, I would like to put you in my movie. Come audition. I did it, and that was my introduction to acting. I did the movie with AZ, Clifton Powell, Mano, Vado.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. You know
what I'm saying?
That's
what's the name of that movie so people could check you out, man, if they don't know?
It's The King of North. Mm-hmm. One and two. Mm-hmm. They got two parts.
Yeah, I'm about to
the
say,
King
you
of
both fucking
North.
That's what's up.
I knew it. I just wanted him to say it. You know? The King of fucking North. It's my job to know if one of the motherfuckers. And plus, I
absolutely
personally know my man Poppy Stores. Like, you know what I mean? So I knew it. I just wanted him to announce it. The King of North. I know everybody heard it worldwide. King of Nork 1 and 2, my man Poppy Stores and that shit, you feel me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And then after that, I did Chase Street.
Okay.
That's totally different, a different director. Who plugged me with that? I believe it was my man T Black. So I went down there to audition for Clifton Powell.
Mm, okay.
The funny thing is, Chase Street, I auditioned with for that first before King of Nord. Mm. I was already in the mix doing that. And then Clifton Powell seen me again at King of Nord. Mm. Know what I mean? But we already built a relationship from Chase Street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he was just like, already made it stronger.
So, know what I mean? Like, did some shit with Omar Gooden. I even did a song because I didn't know Omar Gooden rapped.
Mm.
I he jumped in my whip because when they was on set, they're not from out here.
Yeah.
So I was the one, like, picking them up.
Yeah, showing them around.
So I'm, like, bugging. Like, those were the...
It's important. You got to have a chauffeur around Jersey if you're not from around here. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Word.
Pay attention.
That's one of the things, the moments that you was talking about. Remember when the moments and you get caught up, like, how the fuck I get this nigga in my car? Yeah. When I grew up watching this nigga,
that's crazy,
old baby boy and shit like that. Yeah, that's fire. And I'm like, he in my car? Like, what the fuck?
Dreams to reality. That's fire.
For real.
And at that moment...
You showing him around the hood? Like,
bro, I bought him. Yo, I bought him everywhere.
I know you did. I know he's like, this nigga really down there?
I get a joy out of that. I get a joy out of that. Bringing, like, rappers to my city.
Word. Yo, I be bringing, like not even going to fun, like, white people to my city. If you with me, you Gucci. You feel me? You feel? Like, yo, man, you good. Like, everybody want to get a glimpse of the hood. Everybody think they know what it is. Come, let me show you.
But I get my joy comes not from me holding them down, but my joy comes from my peoples being happy to see these niggas in the hood. Like when I bought Daylight through, they was like, oh shit, you got Daylight in Orange?
Yeah.
And he did a whole blog on YouTube on his channel. Okay. Like, yo, I'm an orange grape because Daylight's from Grape Street. Yeah. So, know what I mean? He in Orange. He was like, I'm an orange grape. I'm out here. I had him on Central Ave. We was eating Little Caesars, drinking Coca-Cola.
It ain't about me. For me, it ain't about showing them and putting them on and like, yo, look at my city and stuff like that. It's just like, I want everybody to see. I'll go into your world and stuff and see, go on your farm and everything like that, because I'm used to like doing stuff like that and growing up and like that. But coming to my world sometimes and stuff too. Like, everybody wanted, they got a different perspective. Let me give you a direct perspective.
Like when I bought Daylight, Tragedy Gaddafi. I bought Tragedy Gaddafi to Oakwood Place, Old Block. I had him out there. Know what I'm saying? Who else I bought out here, man? Omar Gooden, Bully from D Block, like a couple of niggas. Like I would have bought Fred, rest in peace, but my brother passed, man. I mean, but it just feels good, bro, to have these guys come out here. Al.
Yeah, of course. And when I shot the video,
bro, I had them in a harmony, bro, on Central Lab and in a harmony.
We good. The hood
was happy. They was excited. That's what I do it for. To give.
Inspire our people and like give back and all that. You know, I got different avenues. We fuck with different people that do the same thing, man. Well, it's bigger than us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So speaking of that, giving back and everything, what advice would you give any other aspiring artists, especially from those from Jersey?
Just to go hard and make sure like they don't be too, they don't let their gangster shit hinder their success. Because
pay attention, that's
definitely a message.
Because one, you can't be a gangster and be a fucking rapper. All right, you used to be a gangster and you stopped. All right, that's different, but you can't do both because you got to be out here moving, promoting you at shows and shit. How you going to move and promote at shows if you got to wear a Scully and you can't even have your name or your face on flyers? You feel me? You feel me? Come on, let's think smart. Let's think business, man. Music is fun. It is an opportunity. It is a hobby, but it's also a business.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And you can't scare the money away, man.
Don't scare the money away. Word you can't beef and make money.
Know what I mean? Like, it's got to be, you got to have a switch up. You got to know how to switch it up. You got to know how to travel light because entourages sometimes fuck shit up for you.
Absolutely.
That's a fact.
Sometimes, like, being a, you know, at the end of the day, we men. So certain shit, we going to check.
Yeah.
But everything, like standing, like grilling and like mean mugging and all that,
yeah, it's unnecessary.
At an industry event, it makes motherfuckers uncomfortable.
They don't want to do business with
you. You gotta be a people's person. You gotta put on that smile. Yo, what's up, bro? Yeah, all right, family.
Absolutely.
IP.
Absolutely.
Yeah, take a picture.
Show them how to move in the room full of vultures. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Yeah. Know what I mean? And I know there's a lot of sucker shit that happens in the industry that we don't condone, and we wouldn't support, but sometimes you gotta understand these dudes is suckers, man. They're not like us, but that doesn't mean we can't use.
They be trying to portray that they are like.
But use them niggas.
Of course.
Like, know what I mean, you gotta use your brain. Yeah.
We don't want to use nobody. Mm-hmm. We want to utilize.
Nah, in this game, it is use, man. You know why? Because they gonna
use
your uses. Exactly.
Yeah.
And they look at us like that too. Like, what the fuck you could do for me? Yeah. So you gotta feel like that. You gotta play their game, bro. Know what I'm saying?
Because
we getting jewels from motherfucking OG.
Absolutely.
Over here.
Word.
Because at the end of the day, man, like it be like that. If you let them get that, because they're gonna try it on you.
Mm.
So you just play their game. Fuck it. All right, you wanna try me? All right. So what I'm getting out the deal, like you gotta
be noticing
like
too. Like, and I mean, people be like, oh, yo, come to my event. It costs and you know me, I ain't gonna charge nobody for price because I don't want nobody to, you know, X my price
tax
out.
You.
But as soon as it come down to trying to get on my platform, they expect a free slot and all that. Nigga, I put so much time, energy, and money into this shit, bro. What makes you think you gonna get anything for free if you never, especially if you never gave me nothing for free?
Yeah, people don't see it. They don't see the hard work. They think you ain't have no hard work in it,
bro.
You know what I mean, like. People don't
see
that.
Man, I lost family for this music shit.
Shit, you? Shit, me too, man.
Man, that's crazy. Yo, don't ever hit my line saying, I got serious.
About to get my boy digging down.
The
Bel Air started talking for him.
It be like that,
hey,
though.
Hey, man, we in this motherfucking build. As I said, man, this shit is not for show, man. We really motherfucking popping bottles of this bitch, man. Salud again. And yes, I am not an alky, but it's a motherfucking celebration.
We're going to sip on it. it's your birthday.
I'm not,
you know what I mean?
Don't need
to worry about it.
We here.
So let's talk about some impact. So how do you see yourself, your role as an artist within, like, the broader community as far as, like, social issues, like, are there any causes or initiatives that you're passionate about, like spreading, supporting through your platform?
I mean, I support, like, basically, like, when stuff was going on with the water crisis.
Okay.
Me and my team and my bros, we was out there handing out waters.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, on far as, let me see what else I did. Far as, like, crisis out here. I think it was something else. I can't call it. Yeah. I've been doing so much.
You did something.
I don't want to say the turkey drive because that was just me like helping give back.
That's still you know something.
But it wasn't a crisis.
It wasn't really a social issue.
That was just us showing love. But far as like the political side, like sometimes I try to like my best not to, unless it has something to do that's like affecting my people in my community, like cops killing our people and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Like shit like that. But in Orange, it was a few incidents, but not that many. Like really it's more like Newark, but I still support Newark too.
Of course,
because those are my peoples too. Like
those are neighbors.
Yeah,
and all
so
that.
I mean it's all
take care of neighbors.
It's all Jersey, it's all Essex County. So yeah, like I try my best. Like right now, like, I've been trying to tap in with City Hall of Orange.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I got the connect, man.
Yeah, man. Because at the end of the day, I've been doing a lot of stuff, but in Newark.
Yeah.
I go talk to the kids. I do all this.
You want to do more in Orange.
Yeah, because I'm like, how all these cities that I'm not from is inviting me and reaching out, but my own city I'm the GOAT they're not like opening that door for me. And they gotta know if they do that, if they tap in with, they bring Jadakiss to the hood, they do all this. So you gotta know who's in your city
who's
actually making
noise for Orange.
Know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. So I've been trying to do that forever. Like, perform and give book bags and stuff. Hey,
man, this is why we're here. We got Clarity giving out the book bag drives. We could double that. You feel me?
Word.
The haircut drives, back to school drives, etc. Halloween events and stuff for the kids and stuff. So now we're gonna tap you into more. You already tapped in. You already know Orange family stuff. Now we're gonna even deepen the roots and stuff. And then on top of that, I just said, man, I got the. I'm performing the Mother's Day festival in Orange. In our city, you feel me? We got the connection. Real talk show, Will. Same way, Pauls, you blessed me with the opportunity. I gotta bless you with the opportunity. One hand wash the other, both wash the face. That's how I always work, man. Now we performing, built different, and then I'm gonna let you perform another track on your own.
That's hard.
Because I need the motherfucking breather too. I'm putting a hole in a whole fucking concert in my city. My bad. In our city.
Word. Facts.
Let's get it, man. And I already told them I'm bringing special guests. And we're going to do it politely. We're going to do it family-oriented. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a great time. No nonsense, none of that.
Never nonsense.
Bro, we don't play that. We too old for that, bro. That shit is done. That shit is dead, yo. Black. You feel me? Salute to the city, man.
Yes, sir. I'm going to pour me a little sip more.
Nah, do your thing.
I thought y'all was done. Shit, I was about to
finish. Nah, absolutely. So, matter of fact, let's just get it on. Why you pouring that? Let's get into the second track. You want to get into the second?
Go ahead and introduce that second track for us, King.
Yo, this joint is called Your Pussy with Jadakiss on a sample on the hook. Speedy Baby, what up? You see him?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's what they want, right? Let's play.
You pussy. You pussy.
We all know that. Sucker.
You pussy. You pussy.
Soft dookie.
You see him?
Fuck all the arrogant talk, I'm back winning. Uh-huh. Got little mommy to slide, I'm back spinning. Oh, yeah. Try to be good, I couldn't, I'm back sinning. Show my commercial side, I'm back spitting. Everybody rappers and me, I'm a tad different. Back up every word that I spit, I ad-lib it. Write it, perform it, act it, and live it. Bring all the smoke you want, my lungs with it. Y'all ain't never been on my level, so stop talking. Stop. Been nice since beat tapes in my walk. Back. Anybody go against me, I white chalk. Been ill for 2 decades, quite awesome. Woo. Far as accolades, I got more than enough. Niggas hide behind resumes, I'm calling your bluff. Don't be mad cause your main bitch want me to fuck. Niggas mouth all gangster, and none of them tough. What?
He's a dick, you pussy, y'all neighbors. He's a dick, you pussy, y'all neighbors. He's a dick, you pussy, y'all neighbors. He's a dick, you pussy, y'all neighbors.
Nigga, you scared the rap cause you
pussy.
Nigga, you been a rat cause you
pussy.
Your bitch gave me the ass cause you
pussy.
My hood, you scared the past cause you
pussy.
Been the best, how much more can I prove? Still win, even though I know I'm set up to lose. Niggas paying for they followers, likes and views. I'm an author with the pen, call them Langston Hughes. I ain't feeling that, show me where your skills is at. God tier balls, you rappers can never mirror that. Smoke in the city with me, they be scared of that. My life's like a movie, they try and sign me to Miramax. Niggas talk tough in post, then they piece it out. Hate and then jealous, trying to reach for clout. I just cop me a chain, I'm trying to piece it out. Everybody's a killer till that peace come out. When it comes to the bars, I'm who they speak about. I also stabbed a few niggas, left them leaking out. But in my music, those things I don't speak about. And y'all gotta piece me up, nigga, peace, I'm out. One.
He's a dick, you pussy, y'all neighbors. He's a dick, you pussy, y'all neighbors. He's a dick, you pussy, y'all neighbors. He's a dick, you pussy, y'all neighbors.
Nigga, you scared the rap cause you
pussy.
Nigga, you been a rat cause you
pussy.
Your bitch gave me the ass cause you
pussy.
My hood, you scared the past cause you
pussy.
Mic check. We live.
Yeah, that song
but
was
you
fire.
Pussy.
Appreciate it, man.
I was over here in that vibe off of it. You feel me? We didn't motherfucking shot a whole music video.
Hell yeah, word.
That Bel Air, that kick in.
That shit nice right now.
Yeah, man. Again, man, we'd like to give a shout out before we get into the credit conscious talk with Credit Corey. We're going to give a quick shout out to our sponsors again, man. Shout out to Clarity, man. Always holding it down and shit for us, man. Shout out to Vion. Shout out to Bel Air. Shout out to Shop Travel Boss, May Friends, those jerseys. Jules Frames is out now, man. Shout out to Silent Grind Productions. Each and every Wednesday, you can catch us 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the DJ Chase Radio app. Make sure you go follow us, djchaseradio.com. Follow us Instagram at The Real Talk Show number 2, even though we number 1, baby. It's your boy Jersey Jules.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah. So let's get into it real quick. We're going to knock out this credit conscious. You know, I'm got to come through, give y'all some credit tips for the episode. So we're going to do it quick. I'm going to just give y'all 10 places you can get a vehicle with your EIN only. No social, EIN only. We're going to stay on EIN business topics, all right? So number 1 is Crest Capital. Number 2 is BOA Advantage Auto Loan. Number 3 is Navitas Credit Corp. That's Navitas Credit Corp. Remember, these are all places you can go with just your EIN, no social, and get a vehicle. Number 4 is Commercial Fleet Financing. Number 5 is Alley, A-L-L-Y, Alley Commercial Finance, Commercial Finance. And just remember, too, as far as your business go, any vehicle, when you get them big boy vehicles, over 7,000 pounds to write off. Got to write those off on the business, all right? So let's keep going. Number 6 is Wells Fargo Equipment Finance. Number 7 is U.S. Bank Equipment Finance. And it's not hard to build up your EIN, too. I know a lot of people asking if you got to build it up a long time. It doesn't take too long. It's easier than to build up your business than your personal. So.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely. It's quicker, too. Much quicker. Number 8 is CIT Group. And if anybody, you know, you can always hit me up on the gram. If you want a little more insight on them, but Google is your best friend when it comes to these. Google is always your best friend. A lot of people, and just because the company isn't in your state doesn't mean they won't finance with you. Mm. They will finance with you out of state. Last two, number 9, PNC Equipment Finance. And last but not least, number 10 is BMO Harris Equipment Finance. So just real quick, that was all 10 places. You can get a vehicle using your EIN only. EIN only, y'all. So we're going to leave it at that. Y'all stay credit conscious, man.
Yeah. Make sure y'all tap in with your credit. Whether you're trying to buy a house, buy a car, credit is definitely important. Y'all already know credit is like the new money.
Decisions in your life revolve around credit.
Yes. So credit conscious, make sure you play this back. We are available on all podcast streaming platforms, iHeartRadio, and everything. Apple, so you could play everywhere. This back in case you missed those 10 on the Credit Conscious segment on episode 12.
Yes, sir.
So what we got going on?
Yeah, so we're going to keep it going. Let's see. How do you engage with your fans and supporters, both online and offline?
Online, I just, you know. When they be hitting me up on the DM,
okay.
You know what I mean? I reply to them, I talk to them. Some artists, some non-artists, some people just reach out and, you know, try to give me my flowers because my music, you know, made them feel a type of wave because they were going through stuff. Know what I mean? So
and a lot of people don't do that. They be scared to give out the flowers.
Nah,
so that's what's
don't
up.
Be scared to give out those flowers.
You need to give it out. Give it out now.
Yes.
Nah, but yeah, that's my favorite part. Like, that's where I get my joy. Like, my wins when people are like, yo, why don't you got this? Or why ain't you here? Why? I'm like, bruh, my success and my joy comes from the people. I mean? So if I know I did something for somebody, I gave them a feeling or anything to the point where they want to reach out to me like that and I don't know them,
That
I feel like I'm winning. I'm like, I won right there.
That's a big sign of that you're doing something right, that you're on the right track.
Especially and that's online. And now I'm gonna get to the physical, like when I'm outside and people run up on me, like, yo, Poppy Store. Yo, people run up on me, and to them it's like they be happy as shit.
That's
like,
good.
Bro, like they be like, yo, like I like it makes me feel. To them, I'm a celebrity.
Yeah.
To me, I'm like just a regular nigga that's doing his thing. Like, you feel me? Like, I don't feel like that's why I did this album, Popular Not Famous. Yeah. Like, everybody feel like that I'm famous, but I don't feel that. Yeah. I feel like I'm just popular. Yeah. Like, I know all the famous people. Because to me, fame is when when you're already out there, like, on TV heavy and, like, Drake is famous.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
I'm not that.
Nah.
I'm a nigga that knows all these niggas.
Yeah.
But I could walk around and still be in my hood with my jewels on.
Yeah, you good to go.
Give yourself some flowers, kid.
Absolutely.
Nah.
You feel me? We ain't gonna sit here and downplay, man. All that modest talk is cool and all that, but fuck that shit. We've been modest and shit for too long, man. We here now.
Word.
You feel
that part.
Me?
That's why I need jewels around me, man.
Absolutely.
You're gonna bring, my boy's gonna bring the energy.
I'll be quiet. I'm tired, bro. I can't shut up about it.
And every time I hear you, I know what you want to say. I know you want to go a little bit deeper into it. You know what I mean? But we're gonna say that for episode 13.
But we here now.
We here. We're gonna keep
it
good.
I feel the same way, man. Like, I get the joy out of helping people. Like,
yeah,
yo, just to see them succeed and shit like that. And like, yo, like, all right, yo, you did your thing. Mm-hmm. Yo, you got that new, yo, you, what? Yo, son, that's what's up. Because I know how it feels to have nothing. Come
that
from
part.
Nothing. I don't like seeing people. It's a certain difference when you come from a certain background or something. You have either a certain type of sympathy for other things and stuff like that. So I don't like seeing people down and stuff. So maybe that's a downfall of sometimes, but it's a win to me.
That's how I look at it too. Like, sometimes our heart can be our downfall because we really genuine want to see niggas win.
But is it really a downfall? Because niggas like us, man, we do it genuinely. I mean, you ain't fleece me.
Yeah.
I did it
because you wanted to do it.
I ain't
exactly.
Lose nothing. You lost me.
I was
you feel
do
me?
It anyway.
I thought I helped put you in position. You lost me.
I just had this talk.
That's crazy.
I just had this talk on another platform. It be like that, bro. Like, I helped a lot of these artists that's bigger than me now. Like, I wouldn't say bigger than me, because my name is bigger than a lot of them niggas. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But they're on TV, or you could see them. Like,
right.
Damn, stores could
they
walk
in a bigger spotlight.
Yeah. Know what I mean? But I helped them in their journey. I didn't say I helped them get there, because I'm not gonna take what they built the credit for that. Mm-hmm.
But
I know,
but you know
on
you
their
know where you helped.
Yeah, I know in their humble beginnings, I was up.
Yeah.
They were trying to get up. And they was like, yo, can you help me with this? Or can you introduce me to this person? And me, being the nigga I am, come
that's
on,
the
yeah.
thing, man. Yeah. We was just talking about this.
Just
I say this literally every show, and I'm going to show you. I do everything I say I'm going to do. Niggas don't send the ladder back down.
Nah, that's that part.
I'm going to show y'all really how y'all supposed to send the ladder back down right now. Not just vertically, horizontally, really vertically and everything. And not just from Orange and stuff. Of course, Orange got a lot of talent. We got Super Bowl champs, everything. You feel me? You feel me? I'm not even going to hold you. We got Grammy-nominated producers, all that. Like, you feel me? Not just one. We got a couple of them. Shout out, rest in peace to K2. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, but anywho.
That was my little bro.
For real. Word. I went to school with him. You know the shit, bro.
Yeah.
But, like, not me. Like, so, not just in Orange, my city. Of course, I'm going to put my city on. That's what all the rappers do. My city.
Yeah.
I'm really looking for talent. Wow. I'm in the middle of signing a distribution deal for the label. Meaning I'm signing people on Jersey Jewels. I done had a couple deals and stuff like that. My issue was, I feel like I'm the main motherfucking attraction. If not the main, I'm definitely one of them. You can't put me on no back burner. Like, my light is too bright for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel me? So, like, without saying that, that's how I feel. So, I'm going to move how I feel. So, now, I'm like, man, fuck being quiet, all that modest shit. Motherfuckers don't respect that. Motherfuckers only respect disrespect.
Yeah.
Be careful what you ask for with me.
Word.
Respectfully and humbly.
Always.
But, yeah, man, so... Like that's dope that you bringing light to the city, man. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful to help you make this happen, man. Right. I'm not gonna tell you about it. I'm gonna just show you, man. Like I said, Mother's Day weekend, I'm gonna have the exact details. May 11th through the 13th, one of those 3 days.
Yeah.
I will be outside in Orange Mother's Day Festival. Poppy Stores will be on that stage.
Facts.
Absolutely.
Facts.
Will be. Guaranteed.
My brother.
So let's a couple more questions to wrap this up. So where do you see yourself in your music career in the next few years, and are there any particular milestones and achievements you're striving for?
Well, where I see myself, definitely going to see myself on a higher, how can I put this?
Platform.
I was about to say a higher plateau.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say. Higher plateau, you know what I'm saying? That where I'm at already, you know what I mean? But it's like I'm to the point where I need to get to the point where I could put myself in a position where I actually could do even more for people.
Okay.
Because with the little bit that I do accomplish, that's still not enough, I feel. Mm-hmm. I feel it's not enough. Like, I need to do more, but in order to, for me to do more, I got to put myself in a position where I can give more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I see myself.
How do you feel like, what do you feel like you need to do more of to put, for you to be in that position?
I just need to be in the position where I got millions. Because mm-hmm. Once I get that bag.
You get yourself comfortable first.
Yeah,
you
once that bag is there. Yeah, because once the bag is there, then I can say, all right, now I got enough money where I don't have to keep putting myself out there. I could use that money to invest in somebody else and shine light on them and put them on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to just be the nigga that be like, all right, I'm going to help you, but only with this. And then
I call that conditional love.
Yeah, and then you figure out the rest. I don't want to do that. I want to be able, I'm going to do that, but then I want to be able to do more. Yeah. Like, nah, son, I'm going to just sign you, or I'm going to just cut you the check for.
Yeah, I got to be serious, man. These opportunities, don't squander them, man. These opportunities is once in a lifetime, man.
They don't come often.
When people like Poppy Stores, Jersey Jewels, and whoever putting you in positions to give you these opportunities, you make sure you take advantage of them.
Word, exactly.
Yeah, facts.
But that's what I see myself. I see myself on a higher plateau where I could just fall back eventually for music. Because that's actually, you know, how long as I've been doing it, it's already time for me. Like, how I feel, I got to do other things in my life.
Absolutely.
I already made a name for myself with music. I know all these motherfuckers, cool, whatever. Now it's time for me to try to break away from that little by little and then go do other stuff. Like, I honestly want to just fall back and travel.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to, like, I don't want to keep doing music. Yeah. But it's just like I just love doing it.
Yeah, that actually takes me to my last question, just saying you want to do something else. Like, what type of, when it's all said and done, we out of here, we in the grave, what type of legacy do you want to leave behind through your music?
Oh, the greatest that ever did it from Orange, New Jersey, man.
Absolutely.
I'm saying, like, that's it. Like, I don't, like, when niggas speak of me, even to this day, when niggas speak of me, they don't speak of me like, oh, Store's a gangster, nigga. Yeah. Yo, oh, Store's putting that work. Oh, he sold the most drugs. Like, no, they don't talk like that. Mm-hmm. They say, that nigga could rap.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, I put money on him against anybody. Mm-hmm. He battled rap. He beat Arsenal. He did this. He battled Goods. He be with Daylight and Math and all the battle rappers.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So niggas be like, yo, this nigga could rap. And I put money on that.
Yeah.
And then if somebody called me like, yo, I got a bag for you right now. Battle this nigga. I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when I'm gone, that's all he going. I just want to be known as one of the greatest bar spitters from Orange. All
right, there we go.
That's it.
You see it.
I make our city look good. I make our city look good. We make our city look good.
No cap.
You know what I mean?
That's why I had to reach out to him, get him up here ASAP. You feel me? Like real recognized real. And, man, I had to have him on the Real Talk Show ASAPington. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Jersey Jewels. Credit Corey.
We here. Real Talk Poppy Show. Stores. Poppy Stores, man.
Real Talk Show. Every Wednesday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the DJ Chase Radio app, man.
Yes, sir.
Tell us where we can find you at, Poppy Stores.
Yo, Instagram, at Poppy Stores, PAPISTORZ.
Yes, sir.
You see him, but before I leave, I just want to give you your flowers, my brother.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. You know, I already gave you your flowers behind the behind the scenes. When I seen what you was doing, like, that's what makes me happy, bro. Like, to see, like, that's what I've been wanting for so long. Like, damn, like, somebody to help me. Like, I'm like, damn, I can't be the only nigga doing this for my city, bro. Y'all gotta kick up. He kicked up.
I get my boys flowers every day. And my boy out here promoting better than everybody.
Bro, when I see
that work ethic.
When I see artists from my city that I know kick up, and I didn't have nothing to do with it. They did it on their own.
Yeah.
I go and help. Son, what you need?
Nobody else helped me do this, neither, by
word,
the way.
Facts.
Like, no, I'm stamped on my own, you feel me?
I seen it.
Like, you feel me?
And that's
like,
why I wanted.
No gang or nothing, you feel me? Like, bro, shout out to all my members and all that. Love y'all, you feel me? But this all Jersey Jewels, you feel me?
Exactly.
Respectfully, humbly.
When I seen that, bro, because I known him since with, like, I mean, his whole fucking past.
Yeah.
And then when I seen him start shaking and moving, I immediately hit him. Mm-hmm. I shared his shit, hit hard. Mm-hmm. I hit him in the DM like, son, what the fuck you doing over there? Nigga, talk to me. We had a whole conversation.
Word from word, that's what
and
said.
I was proud of him, bro.
And I hold no game back. I ain't, you know, I'm just doing my thing. Yeah. Bro, I got this plug if you need it, bro. Like, that's what we got to do, man. It's bigger than me, man. It's bigger than Poppy Store.
Hell yeah.
We got to share resources. Fuck it, combine forces sometimes to get the resource.
Exactly.
To get what we going, man. Again, I'm going to show y'all niggas how to really send this ladder back down. Vertically, horizontally, all that, bro.
Absolutely.
It's not too many of us right now from the city that's mm-hmm. in this music space going hard. Like, mm-mm. I'm saying that, like, it's artists from the city out here that's dope.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Don't get
absolutely.
It fucked up.
Absolutely.
But I'm talking about that's in it, like, yeah. out there and been putting in work for years and got a name for themselves
mm-hmm. yeah.
and a resume. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Ain't too many of us.
It's not.
Like, I'm one of them. Jules is one of them. Mm-hmm. Dougie Fresh is one of them. Dougie F. My fault.
Yeah.
It's the Bel Air, yo.
He
called him Dougie Fresh.
Dougie
F. Dougie F.
He
said Dougie Fresh. They were wearing old school as hell.
I don't know who he talking about. Look up Dougie F. Look up
yeah, man. 8 Boy shit. I'm a little. That shit hit me. Nah.
Don't even worry about it.
That shit was funny, Dougie Fresh. And then, oh, did Dougie Fresh from Oz? Hey, yo, nah, but you feel me? Like, and then you got the young boys coming up. Mm-hmm. Know what I'm saying, I mean, G6.
G-Dot baby,
I'm saying,
G6,
I mean,
yeah.
Dot Boy.
Dot Boy,
mean?
Shout out to Dot. Shout out to G.
Bad
G-Dot.
Luck. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Oh, hey, he's a G-Dot baby.
Yeah,
facts.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's a lot of younger artists coming out. That's
I like
crazy.
My man Rambo BBE over in North mm-hmm. in the Wild.
Oh yeah. That's the bro. That's the bro.
Bro salute. Is a dog, bro.
Yeah, that's the bro. Smoke. That's the bro.
That ain't be smoking with
yes,
me,
sir.
Boy. Yeah. Swear to God, boy.
But yeah, that's one thing that brings joy to me, man.
Yeah.
They're glad that because I told him like, bro, I'm about to leave this shit.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're shaking shit right now. Mm-hmm. Because somebody gotta take over, bro.
Need to come through and keep
I'm not
it going.
Gonna keep holding it down alone. I need my niggas to kick up
yeah,
so
absolutely.
I can be take a break. Like I ain't doing shit, Jules. Y'all niggas
pass
this.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas look. Hey yo, y'all niggas
pass
come. Y'all niggas send a shot at me. I ain't gonna respond no more, man.
Yeah.
I got Jules, man. I'm like Jules.
Yeah.
Jules, body them. Jules, body them niggas, man.
G6 on the line. Y'all ain't even gotta say that. G6 gonna come. Yo. Man, make sure y'all go check out G6, new Freestyle Wish on all on YouTube right now. New singles coming out. You already know me and G6 got something coming out.
Oh, come
it's
on,
summertime, bro.
Bro.
Like, word. I'm gearing up, man. Y'all might as well get used to hearing me and seeing me, man. We outside.
Absolutely. So, y'all, this is episode, what, 12?
Dose.
Appreciate
Dose.
Y'all, man. Definitely.
Episode 12, the Dose. Poppy Store section.
Poppy Store.
Welcome to the
know.
Corner Store, episode 12.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, like
it's the real
one.
Talk show.
Welcome to the Corner Store.
Credit Corey, Poppy Stores, Jersey Jules. You already know.
Yeah.
Each and every Wednesday, 9 to 10.
Check out my
DJ
documentary,
Chase
too.
App. Check it out. Check out the documentary. We here, man. Tune in, tap in, man. All platforms.
Rose. Jersey. Billy. Too good to be true. Another one.
You made that.